It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hey, welcome back to the Ashcroft Center. We're getting set for the second half of our college hoops doubleheader this evening here on Care Radio. It's the guys' game. Benedictine, being hosted by Evangel. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. And tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, we've got starters. We've got a little insight into the game. Then we got the tip-off, Raven Round Ball, right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, back with you here in Springfield. Good to have you along this evening on Care Radio. Joseph is our producer and engineer in the studio, and Tom Counts with you. Let's get through these starters. The PA guy's about to do them for the crowd on hand. It's a nice little crowd, all of them wearing overcoats, parkas. Carhartt is a very popular fashion brand right here tonight. Evangel's going to be starting under his second-year head coach, Bert Capel, and Bert's assistant head coach is his brother, Jackson Capel. Evangel will start Enrique Alvarado, a 5'11 junior from Costa Rica. 6'4 senior Josh Pritchett. He's from Rolla, Missouri, transferring in out of Rockhurst University. From Liberty Christian. Fishing Academy in the Grand Bahama Island. 5 foot, 11 inch graduate student, Adriel Martinborough. You're going to have Autry Accord, a 6'1 senior from Parkview High School here in Springfield. And rounding it out is Jace Coffey. Jace at 6'5. He's a redshirt junior out of Oviedo, Florida. For the Benedictine Ravens and 12-season head coach Ryan Moody, Benedict is going to be starting to find that we've kind of got settled into. Now, for the Ravens, it'll be Sam Ungership, a 6-foot freshman from Blue Valley West High School. He'll find Ahmad Lewis, the junior from Kansas City, Missouri, at 6'2". Omaha, Nebraska native and Creighton prep grad, 6'6 senior, Jaden Timmy. Braden Belt's going to be out there out of Andover Central High School in Andover, Kansas. Braden is a 6'1" junior. And at the 5, from Liberty North High School in Liberty, Missouri, Tyson, the 6'6 senior. Benedictine coming into the ball game at 11-11 of the season and 9-7 in the conference. Evangel having a great season. They are 17-5. They are 12-4 in conference play. Today, can you believe it? 2-1-2-3. Incredible. The ball goes up at the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by Evangel. So the Bound are going to have to begin things, and we are underway. Evangel works it out up top side. That's going to be a cord with it. Here's a long three to start things. It's coming up short, rebounding it down, Benedictine. Raymond's coming up with the basketball. BC will take it over to the left side. Belt will dribble it out on top. Gets it over to Timmy. Cross court, the pass goes. Come on, Lewis with it. Feeds out on top. BC works the perimeter, 11 on the shot clock. Belt feeds in the middle of Tyson, traveled. There you go. So Tyson's gotten kind of a little excited about driving into the middle, and Benedictine will not get a shot on its first possession of the day. Back up court with the basketball. Going to be Evangel. We're still scoreless a minute into this game. Bridget has it over to the right side. Gets it there to Alvarado. Looks through the middle, no room. Back out on top, it'll be to Coffey. Evangel working around that Benedictine player to finish. Shot clock to 7, shot clock to 5. The falling away shot is going to be up and good. Fucking Alvarado. 2-0. Evangel. Braves on the right side, Ahmad Lewis with it. Gets it to Bell, back over to Ungership, a minute and a half into the game. Sam will start to drive into the lane, dumps it over to the left side, falling away. The three shot is up and no good, Bell. And on a rebound, contact on the floor, and I suspect a foul on Tyson Cathy, who goes in and lifts the Evangel player. I'm going to be on him. It is going to be on Ahmad. So Ahmad Lewis picks up the Benedictine foul. Or rather, Evangel's Pritchett's going to pick up the foul, and Benedictine brings it in. And here's the three, Belt from the outside. So Belt hits the shot. It's a three-point bucket, and Benedictine leads it 3-2 and 18-12 to go in the first half. Here we go. And a big collision in the middle of the floor finds Tyson Cathy on the ground. And another Evangel foul. This one is going to be on Adriel Martinborough. So a foul on Bridget, a foul on Martinborough. Evangel with two team fouls, and Benedictine with a one-point lead coming back up the floor with the ball. We're 2 minutes into the game. Now race to the other end. A driving layup. Beautiful job on Gushik for two. It is 5-2, Benedictine. 17:50 to play, opening half. Bridget back up with it for Evangel. Swings it over to the right side. Autry Accord. Autry goes baseline. Shot up, and he gets it. That was a tough, tough shot. It was very well defended in the middle by Tyson Cathy. Ravens lead cut to 1 at 5-4. At the 17-and-a-half mark. Back over to the right side. Trying to drive in. No room. And Belch is fouled. Throwing his arms in the air. Monrique Alvarado not happy with having picked up his first foul of the game. And Evangelist picked up three team fouls. Benedictine, no fouls yet today. Ungashik brings it in, way out on top to Tyson. Kathy with a basketball. Back on the right side to Sam. Jumps it over to the left side. Amon, baseline, jump shot, three, no. Rebound, cleared away by Chase Coffey. Fowler's coming the other way. Coffey will jump it over to the right side. Accord, little left-hand dribble, works down to the left side. Benedictine stays with a player D. Back out on top, it's going to be Coffey with it again. Feeds it in the middle of Martinborough. He'll go top of the key, drains it. That's a two for Adriel Martinborough. Benedictine trails now at 6-5. 16:50 to go in the first half. Underneath, the jump ball going to be called as driving into the middle. Ahmad Lewis gets tied up and held up. It will belong to the Ravens at their offensive end. BC is still with a starting five out there. Ungashik, Lewis, Timmy, Belt, and Kathy. BC, baseline left. The three, got it! Braden Belt. Belt has two threes already tonight. And the Ravens go back up 8-6. 16 and a half to move to go in the opening half. Kick pass to the right side. The three for Evangel is going to be sent sail and missed. Pritchett couldn't knock it down, but Ungashik will come up with a rebound, brings it up to court himself. Off top side is going to be Timmy. Back over to the right to Belt. Belt from the wing. Back out to Timmy. He'll go the three. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Cleared down by Evangel. Pritchett coming back down with it again. Pritchett, not too far from home. Out of Rolla. Here's a three right side. Nope. Long rebound. Again, BC pulled down by Belt. Braden works it up the floor and swings it over to the left side. Neither team has made a sub yet. The feed comes out on top. The three for Ahmad is no good. Tyson Cassidy slaps it back out on top. Ahmad works to the middle to Timmy. Back to the right to Belt. Belt back to the right side to Timmy. Underneath, laying it up and almost missing a point-blank layup and getting a good bounce on it. Tyson Cassidy has two. Tyson passed up an uncontested jam a moment ago to kick it back out for a three. And almost should have just thrown that one down instead of trying to lay it up easily. And now Benedictine's Braden Belt will pick up a foul. Ravens in front, 10-6. Ben's got it at 9. I mean, look here. 9-6. With 15:22 to go. That's going to be the first foul of the game for Ungashik for Benedictine. And at the line is going to come Monrique Alvarado. Free throw? Yeah. He gets the first one. Let's kind of check those points. You've got Ungashik for the Ravens with two. You got Braden Belt with five. They're going to say one of those threes was a two for Belt. So we'll fix that. Ravens scored a 9-6. Now 9-7 with the first free throw being good. And one more shot for the native of Cartago, Costa Rica. Get some both. It is 9-8 Benedictine. 15:22 to go, opening half, and the Ravens are going to make a little lineup change. How many are we going to bring in for BC? They're going to bring in Preston Reynolds. They're also going to bring in Joel Adise. And Ungashik quickly up the floor for BC. 15:15 to go in the opening half. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by a pair. Preston Reynolds jumps into the middle of Joel Adise. Couple of hops. The shot goes up. Gets fouled. Foul is going to be called underneath the rim. The crowd protests rather loudly. The foul is going to be called on Bryce Hunt for Evangel. Bryce, big man out there, 6'7" junior from Cincinnati. Transferred here from Coppin State University. The free throw? Yes. And for Joel Adise, his first point tonight. Benedictine back to a 2-point lead. At 10-8, one more shot coming up. We're about 5 minutes in. And Adise with a long, hard look at it. That one bounds around and will not go down. Ravens leading it by a pair. Inside now, 15 to go in the half. To the right side is going to be Alvarado. Over to the wing is going to be Stephen Salvi is in for Evangel. He's a 6'4 junior from Boca Raton. Working to the right side. The ball comes back off on top. Garrett's about. Have the ball batted away. Here comes Ungashek. Ungashek to Preston. In, up. Yep. Preston Reynolds for two. 12-8 Benedictine. When you get Sam Ungashek and Preston Reynolds coming up the floor, two greyhounds. I mean, these guys are incredibly fast. I mean, and they have their eyes on that rabbit. I'm telling you what, here's a shot for three. Won't go for Evangeline. Preston sweeps down the board. Benedictine comes back. 14 minutes to go in the opening half. BC with a basketball leading it by four at 12-7. The ball tries to go into the middle to Adese, but it's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Bryce Hunt touched it last. And we're going to get an Evangeline timeout. Let's do it. Joseph taking a break with Coach Capel. We've got 14:03 to go in the half in Springfield. It is Benedictine 12, Evangel 8.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Coming into the ballgame tonight, Evangel's looking to break a two-game losing streak that they're on. But they do hold the all-time matchup lead against Benedictine by a large margin, 47-29, and have won their previous game this season. Here's a baseline shot that goes in, but it's going to be waved off as a foul on the other side of the floor, completely across the court from where the shot was being taken. Going to be the first foul of the game by Joel Adese, and Benedictine will lose the scoring opportunity. Against BC up in Atchison, high scoring game. Evangel won it over the Ravens, 92-85. And then Evangel loses Saturday in another high scoring game, 104-93. So this Evangel team giving up triple digits Saturday. Here's the pass left. Here's the three up. Nice. From deep on the right side. Throwing it now is going to be Bryce Hunt. And it is 12-11 Ravens. Benedictine leading it by one at 13-20. Left in the half. The feed for Adese goes up and in the assist to Preston. Joel Adese's third point. 14-11 at Benedictine. And we're 13-10 to go in the opening half. Here's a shot from the outside. No good. And Ravens back up court with it. Josh Bridget. He's done so many good things for this team. He led Evangel scoring Saturday, 26 in that game. Has not scored yet here today. Ravens are down to the baseline. 11 on the shot clock. Out on top to Belt. He'll go three. Wide left. Followed up by Timmy. Thrown to the floor. But he quickly springs back to his feet. Seems like he's okay. And a foul by Evangel will put Jaden Timmy on the line. Second foul of the evening by Evangel's Bryce Hunt. And I suspect seeing Jay's coffee coming to the scorer's table, Hunt will be checking out of the game shortly. And for the Ravens, four players at the scorer's table for Coach Moody. Free throw? Yes. Jaden Timmy will have his first point tonight. In for Benedictine. Going to be Tyson Caffey. It is going to be Bryson LaRue. Back in is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Second free throw goes all the way around, but it won't go in. 15-11 Benedictine. And a 12.5 to go in the half. Here comes Evangel. Entry Accord. Top side as Brock Smith in the game for the first time. Brock transferred over here across town from Drury University. Skip pass back out on top, Accord. To go into the lane, falling away, puts a shot up and gets it. Nicely done by Autry Accord, and he's got four. Time for his team's high scoring honors right now. It's 15-13, Benedictine by two. 8 minutes gone in the opening half. The ball over to the left side. Going to be slapped out of the hands of Preston Reynolds and knocked out of bounds across the way. Now Timmy coming out of the game for the Ravens. Anthony Hall is in. They got Anthony Hall and Bryson LaRue out there. Tyson Cappy, Preston Reynolds, and Ahmad Lewis. There's your Raven five. Benedictine launch into the backcourt where their 6'5 freshman guard, Preston Reynolds, will bring it up the floor. He'll go to the left side to Ahmad. Ahmad drives across the lane. Comes back out on top. Preston, three on the shot clock. Preston sends it up. It's blocked! Rebound Evangel. So Benedictine spent a lot of time, did not get a decent look at the rim. Back up, and it will come to Valor. They're trailing it only by two. And here's the shot for the lead. It's an air ball. And Evangel's going to lose it out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine small from deep in the backcourt. With 11:26 to go in the opening half, Ravens holding on to the two-point lead. They're going to have it in play from the backcourt, and Evangel is going to add a little pressure. Not a real hard press, but certainly defend all the way up the floor. Preston works his way around to the left side, sends it over to the wing, gets it there to Bryson. LaRue comes back out on top. Three-point shot, no. Rebound tip, no. Rebound back down by Evangel. Back up with it will come to Fowler. And again, a chance to tie with two, lead with three. And here's the three. Air ball again. And now it's going to be saved by Benedictine. We've got a cheerleader getting away. The ball got tangled up in her pom-pom. She's over here, looks aghast about the whole thing. And I can't believe that the official let that play continue after having the ball having struck someone out of play. But it comes back into Benedictine, and Rams go up the floor only to have it knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Benedictine in front of the Evangel bench. 10:40 to go in the half. 15-13, Ravens by a pair. Ahmad Lewis to inbound. Ravens will bring it in once again, deep in the backcourt to Preston Reynolds. Reynolds, Lewis, Hall, LaRue, and Cassie. The Raven five. Pritchett, Martinborough, Accord, Smith and Coffey in for Evangel. The feet underneath to Tyson, mishandles it, turns in the lane, shoots, and it gets it in on a hop. The bucket is good, and Tyson Caffey has four. 17-13. We're almost through the first half of the first half. We got a whistle off the ball, and I'm not sure what happened here. I'm looking at the ball on the left side, and the official across the way is pointing. It is going to be on Ahmad Lewis. First time of the day for Ahmad. Now the official stop and play again. He's going to walk in the middle and he's telling some of the guys, "Look, I'm keeping an eye on y'all. So whatever you're doing, you should quit that." Inbound pass knocked away by Ahmad. Gets it up to Tyson. Back to Ahmad. Underneath the layup. Yes! Give that bucket to Bryson LaRue. 19-13, and we're at the 10-minute mark of the first half. Benedictine up a half dozen. Largest Raven lead of the night. Martinborough kicks it over to the right side, and Evangel's setting their offense. Goes to the right side of the lane and back on top. Brock Smith, there's a three. Brock Smith, the Drury transfer, throws it in from outside, cutting the Raven lead in half. 19-16. BC over to the right side. The feet in the middle. Preston. Jump shot. Nope. Rebound. Third way, Martinborough. Adriel Martinborough. Swings it down the left side. Pushes it back off on top to Accord. Dumps it over to Pritchett. Pritchett feeds in the middle in a little traffic. Lots of contact. Let's see where this foul's going to land. Henry on Benedictine's Anthony Hall. So for the Ravens, it'll be the fourth team foul. One apiece on Unkashik, Lewis, Hall, and Adise. And we're going to get our under 10 media timeout. Joseph taking a break. We're at 9:09 to go in the opening half of the men's game. Benedictine 19, Evangel 16.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, so far in the ballgame, Evangel's leading scorer this season, Josh Pritchett. And I don't mean he's just like a good scorer. I mean, he's a fantastic scorer. He is averaging 19.9 a game, okay? Josh Pritchett has not scored tonight. Sure, of course, is there's a long way to go in this. Still 9:09 to play in the opening half. He's going to get some, but Ravens doing a pretty good job of keeping Pritchett off the scoreboard so far this evening. Coming out of the timeout, Evangel putting it in play. It is 19-16, Benedictine by three. Martborough goes all the way across court with the pass. Down off the right block. The shot is up and good by Jace Coffey. And he draws a foul and will come to the line. I suspect it is going to be on Tyson Caffey. And it will be his first tonight. Stepping up there with an opportunity to tie the game, and it's off the mark. No good. 19-18, Benedictine. Inside 9 to go. Unkashik into the forecourt. Starts right. Looks left. Comes back right. Gets it there to Belt. Belt defended all the way to the top by Accord. Now it's going to be stolen away. Edinburgh alone, and it's up and good. Edrow Martinborough with four. And the Ravens trail in the game. 20-19 with 8.5 to go in the half. And suddenly, Evangel's on a 7-0 run in three of their last three. Here's Timmy, top side, three missing. Tipped up and good. The follow by Tyson Caffey. Ravens go back in front 21-20. And we're at the 8-minute mark of the opening half. Going to get off three Accord. Pulls up. The shot for three will not go in for Adriel Martinborough. And BC back up the floor. Here comes Unkashik. I'm telling you what, Sam's got pretty much one speed, and that is full speed. He is so quick up the court. Tyson Caffey gives it up. Tyson is looking out toward the top to throw the ball to one of his teammates up high because he was on the block, and the defender from behind him just reached around him and knocked the ball out of his hands. Evangel back up the floor, is it trailing by one. 7:20 to go in the first half. Off the right side, the layup misses, tipped out, and Timmy clears down the loose basketball. Coach Moody says, guys, I got to talk to you. We're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Joseph, 7:16 to go in the first half. Ravens 21-20.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful. In Atchison.
Happy to have you with us here from the Ashcroft Center. It's one of those things where I never know when the last time I'm ever going to say that is going to come, because Benedictine will no longer be playing this Evangel team as they have vacated the conference and have moved to another. So for Benedictine and all of the conference teams, it will be a minimum of 5 years before Evangel appears on any of those schedules in any contest. Ravens will be putting in a plane from in front of head coach Moody, the Benedictine bench, which is in their backcourt. They're going to have it. Reynolds, Lewis, Hall, LaRue, and Adise. And now Benedictine is going to throw it away on the inbound play. Oh, my goodness. So you take the timeout. You get everybody on the same page with what you want, and you turn it over on the inbound. And now they're going to put 20 on the shot clock. That can't be right, can it? When you've given a possession change, it's going to be Evangel basketball. And they're going to give them 20 on the shot clock. Okay. Ravens are going to make some other substitutions now, switching personnel, as that didn't go so well. You've got Ungushik, Reynolds. You've got Timmy, Belt, and you've got Lewis. So BC with most of the starting five out there. Here's a little turnaround hook shot up and good. Stefan Salvi gets his first point of the game. And back at front goes Evangel. 22-21, inside seven. Back to the left side, Benedictine, Ungushik, way out in front of the Evangel bench. And that long cross-court pass. What a tremendous athletic effort to save that ball, but it's going to be taken away by Evangel. Spinning into the lane, losing control, kicking it out on top. Martinborough back over to the left. Into the middle is going to go Alvarado. Leads inside the defender, shoots and scores. Raven defense did not stick with Monrique Alvarado, and Ravens are now trailing by three at 24-21. 6:20 to go, first half. Front hand push pass left side to Bell. Ravens on offense. Top side, Ungushik. Right side, it goes to Ahmad. Lewis will cut into the middle. Dish it back. Preston out on top. Ungushik for three. No. Rebound. Cleared away by Evangel and Stefan Salvi. 6 minutes to go in the half. Alvarado will swing it over to Josh Pritchett. Still, Pritchett has not scored in the game. Martin Burrows, Alvarado, little look away pass underneath, slapped out of bounds by Jaden Timmy. 5:46 to go. First half. Again, a nice crowd, not a huge crowd, but an okay school night, I suppose, kind of crowd, midweek crowd. 5:46 to go, 12 on the shot clock. And Evangel's going to have it into their offensive end. They lead Benedictine by three at 24-21. 5:40 to go in the half. Alvarado has the inbound pass, top side, drives left, goes into the lane, little funny hop, double step, shot no good. Rebound is going to be cleared down by Preston. He'll get it away down the right side to Belt. Benedictine up the floor. Way out on top, it'll go to Ungushik. Sam kicks it left side. Ahmad handles it, looks in the middle, working against Martinborough. Back out on top to Belt. The three is good. Belt from outside. Brayden's 8 point of the opening half. And we're even now at 24-24. 5:10 to go in the half. Martinborough for three. Off the rim, off the backboard, and in. So Martinborough is 7. 27-24. Two teams kind of trading shots now. Here's a shot from the top. It is rather short for Ahmad Lewis, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. Eventually putting it in down at their baseline, right near the bench where Tech coach Capel having a long talk with Stefan Salvi doing the inbound work. He's coaching down there. Benedictine is going to switch out, and they look very confused on the floor. Okay, you're going to get Preston Reynolds out and Jaden Timmy out. Back in comes Tyson Caffey and Anthony Hall. And I guess they're able to figure out their assignments. 4.5 to go in the half. 27-24, Evangel. Evangel will swing left. Montbrew will go for another three. Misses that one as well. And rebound back comes Evangel. 4:15 to go in the half. Coach Moody not at all happy. Here's a long three. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Down to 4 minutes we go in the first half. Ravens feed underneath. Tyson Caffey up and in. 8 points, Tyson. Benedictine trailing now by one with 3:50 to go in the half. 27-26. Martinboro kicks it left. Garrett DeVault is back in the game for Evangel. Martinboro travel, no whistle. That's a break. Back into the lane. The ball's going to be stolen, and we're going to get an Ahmad foul. We are. Ahmad Lewis really upset about that foul being called on him. It's going to be his second. We're down to 3.5 to go, first half. Out of the game will come Garrett DeVault for Evangel. We're going to get Stephen Salvi in. Salvi, Martinboro, Pritchett, Accord, Alvarado. Those are the Evangel five. For the Ravens, all I got there is the Ungershick and Hall. We've got LaRue, Belton, Caffey. Here's a shot for three. No again. Rebound, Benedictine, and it's going to be lost by LaRue. But the Evangel foul gets called on that exchange. The foul is going to be on Stephen Salvi. His first. 16 fouls now for each of these clubs. So now we're going to find each one moving into the 1-1 here for the last 3:15. Evangel is going to extend its defense and press the ball all the way up the floor. Sam has no trouble getting it into the forecourt. Comes to the high post to Tyson. Back over to the baseline left. Ravens look inside. Bring it out on top to Ungershick. 13 on the shot clock. Sam kicks it over to the left side to Bryson. Sam, right to Braden. He'll go in with one hand, hook it up and miss it. And a rebound down to Autry Accord and Evangel. 2:45 to go in the first half. Out on top is going to be Salvi. Over to the left. Accord shoots the three, missed it. Rebound, Ravens. And now it's going to be knocked down to the hands of Tyson Caffey. He's able to save it again and get it to Ungershick. Ungershick into the forecourt with 2:25 to go in the half, and we're going to get an Evangel foul up top side. Autry Accord. In spite of what you may be able to hear right behind me, like by 6 inches, some of the fans here at Evangel with a feel. They're making a call up top side, putting Sam Ungershick at the free throw line. Sam has only got 2 points so far tonight. Has not had a free throw appearance. In fact, Benedictine as a team has not had a lot of free throws. They're 2 of 4. Evangel's 2 of 3. We've not had a ton of free throws yet tonight. Ravens down one as Sam slides up there. First one, yes. He will earn the bonus, and the game is now tied. It's 27. We're 2:26 to play opening half. Now the officials are going to have a little chat out near midcourt between the center circle and the scorer's table. Now Coach Moody went a little bit of this information. I guess everybody's satisfied now. Back to the line. Ungershick for one more shot. Sam's second free throw is good. And Benedictine is back in front by one. 28-27. Evangel walking it back up the floor. In the lane, the dish over to the right side. The falling away shot rattles and bounces, and it is good. Jace Coffey has 4. Evangel goes right back in front, 29-28. Here's a jumper for the Ravens. It's up and good, plus one. I think. No, are we going to go to the other end? Is this going to be an offensive foul on Benedictson? It'll be the second foul by the Ravens, Anthony Hall. And so you will wipe off the bucket that would have given the Ravens back the lead. And Evangel, as we go inside 2 minutes of play in the half, comes into the forecourt with the basketball. 29-28, Ballard out front. Up top side with it is going to be James Coffey. Gets it over to Martinborough. Martinborough swings it right to Pritchett. He'll fall away for three. Missed it. Rebound, lost out of play. Raven basketball off James Coffey. Minute 45 to go in the half. Coach Moody on his feet quickly, running Preston Reynolds back to the scorer's table. And now the official coming over to talk to Coach Peer. Coach Peer is really animated about something that has gone wrong. And now the official is going to have a little chat out in front of me here. Not sure exactly what has been the issue or is the issue. We're at a minute 45 to go in the opening half. Ravens trailing the ball game by one at 29-28. And Benedictson is going to be putting in play from the backcourt. Up the floor comes Ungershek. Rams swings it around to the left side. Feeds into the middle. Rams will dump it over to the right edge. Now into the corner to Timmy. Back out on top, it'll come and around to the left side. Preston, out on top to Sam. Ungershek cuts in. And we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a turnover by Benedictson. So the Ravens are going to turn it over with a minute 26 to go in the half. And for BC, out of the game will come Sam. And the Ravens are going to bring Bryson LaRue back in. We've had you with a basketball and a one-point lead. We're at 75 seconds left in the opening half. Head Coach Moody not very pleased with how this is going. Here's a feed over to the right side. Evangel brings it back up on top. They'll kick it right. The three launched very short. Offensive rebound underneath, and we're going to get another whistle and another foul. And we'll see against whom this is going to go. It'll be on Benedictson's Bryson LaRue. And for the Ravens, it'll be team foul 8. And we're down to a minute 2 to go in the half. And at the line for Evangel, it's going to be number 15, Chase Coffey. Chase is 0 for 1 at the line. The first one here is good. He will put Evangel up by a pair now at 30 to 28. Second free throw, got them both. 31-28, Ravens down three. BC's going to bring it back up the floor, and Preston goes all the way across. Timmy nearly lost it. Back it comes to Timmy, back into the lane, changes directions, kicks it across. The running one, and his shot is up and soft. Rebound to go down, it's going to come Evangel. Here comes the Valor. Stolen back by Belch. He'll go into the lane. Falling away. Misses. Rebound. Evangel. Benedictson missing a couple of really good opportunities with now half a minute to go in the half. Shot clock, game clock, separated by 2 seconds. Evangel hands it up top side. It's going to be Alvarado with it. We're going to get Braden Belt. And we got a foul off the basketball. No, foul is going to be on Reynolds, and Preston will pick up his first foul. So Preston Reynolds, foul number one, Benedictson team foul 9. The 1-1, it is up. Good. Second free throw coming up here for Evangelist. Team scoring leader, Josh Pritchett. And that free throw is his first point tonight. Second free throw, he will get them both. Now it's a 33-28 lead. Benedictine up the floor. It's going to be stolen away. Down the court with it. The run, the shot, the score. Two more for Accord, and that is halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you in Springfield, Missouri. Halftime of the men's game. It is Evangel 35, Benedictine 28.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Hey, welcome back to Springfield, Missouri. Halftime of the men's game is Evangel has come from behind to take a 35-28 lead over Benedictine into the locker room. Welcome back, everybody. Let's recap that opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Evangel, no one in double-figure scoring, but they got a lot of guys in that mid-range with seven leading the way for Edriel Martinborough. Six each, Jay's Coffee, Autry Accord, and Monrique Alvarado. Three and a half for Bryson Hunt and Brock Smith. Two for Josh Pritchett and Stephen Salve. Thank you, Vince. For the Benedictine Ravens, it was an 8-point first half for Braden Belt and eight for Tyson Caffey. Ravens got four out of Sam Ungashick, three and a half by Joel Adise, two for Bryson LaRue and Preston Reynolds, one and a half for Jaden Timmy. Fouls? Well, there's nobody in any deep trouble. No player on either team with more than two. Stick around. Second half coming up live here on Carabin. Right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back to bring in the second half live with the intermission score in Springfield. Evangel 35, Benedictine 28. We go back to Joseph in a Care Sports Studio for yet another outstanding halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great... Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 for Benedictine Ravens basketball. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a moment. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar. We've got a lot on tap for you. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Of course, Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Friday brings us back to high school basketball. We'll be joining Morehill Mount Academy on the road at JCN. Tune in at 6 o'clock for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Saturday, we have an important change in schedule. We will have the women's Benedictine Ravens game as they play host to Mount Mercy at high noon. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the men's game. I'll be back in just a moment with the ladies' scores as I have them.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Taking a look at women's basketball scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got the finals for you for most or all the games. Baker beat Park 62-49. It was Mount Mercy over Graceland 74-67. Central Methodist beat Grandview 69-60. William Penn topped Peru State 63-58. Clark beat Culver Stockton 66-50, and it was an overtime win for Mid-America Nazarene at 78 points over Missouri Valley's 74. In the game that we aired earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, Evangel beat the Ravens. The Lady Ravens fell to Evangel with a final score of Evangel 70, Ravens 61. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
With 5 minutes and 9 seconds left in the Mid-America Nazarene Missouri Valley men's game, Missouri Valley is on top 32-25. At the half, it is Mount Mercy leading Graceland 30-29. With 15 minutes and 47 seconds left in the second, it is Culver Stockton 36 to Clark's 32. Central Methodist is leading Grandview with 17 minutes and 7 seconds left in the second half, 52-47. William Penn at the half is leading Peru State, 43-35. And Park at the half is trailing Baker by 4 points. Baker's got 44 to Park's 40. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, the current score is Evangel 35, Benedictine Men 28. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 18 tonight. Under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 10 above. Sunny skies and calm Friday with daytime highs approaching 32. 53 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 29.1 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 56%. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 30.22 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 15 degrees Fahrenheit. And the current feels like temperature out there is 29. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Well, it's a pretty timely return as we come back here to the Ashcroft Center on the campus of Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. The Benedictine Ravens coming out of the locker room, taking the floor and going through their warm-up drills, getting set for the second half as they are trailing at intermission, 35-28. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. Joseph producing and engineering. And I don't even know what all he does back here. It's just like everything. Anything that he's done, some things that probably didn't even need to be done, but he did them anyway because he wanted to. Handling it back in the studio. Joseph, thank you always. Tom Counts with your court side and Benedictine in the first half. Well, Raymond's shot well enough. I mean, they shot as well as Evangel. I mean, in pretty much all aspects of the game. Raymond's 11 of 25, 44%. Evangel 13 of 29, 44%. From the outside, neither team shooting well at all. Benedictine 2 of 11, 18%. Evangel 3 of 16, 18%. Free throws, a little bit of a difference. 4 of 6 for Benedictine. Evangel 6 of 7. Rebounding, it is 19 for the Ravens, 14 for Evangel. Benedictine has turned over 9 times to Evangel's 4, so that's going to make a little bit of a difference. And off of those turnovers, Evangel has scored 15 points. Benedictine has only scored 6 off the Evangel 4 turnovers. So, all said and done. It's been kind of a back-and-forth ball game. Halfway through the half, the Ravens had led by 6 in 19-13. It was their largest lead of the game. But by 8.5, a minute and a half later, that 6-point lead was gone, and the Ravens trailed by 1. The lead went back and forth 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And Evangel going into the locker room with their largest lead of the game as they are up 7. Coming up on Care Radio tomorrow night, Gus and I are going to bring Sports Look to you. One of the things he and I have been talking about, and we're going to share with you, and you've probably been seeing a little bit on social media today's National Signing Day, the Benedictine football team, bringing in some tremendous young athletes. Coach Osborne and his staff have been recruiting and bringing in the right guys to fit the school and the program. Some outstanding young men, and you're going to recognize a lot of the names. We'll be talking about those things and much more. Sports Talk tomorrow night right after Brian Hagan and the K-Radio Evening Report. So, you know, around 5:15 to 5:20, something like that, Sports Talk will start. Friday night, it's going to be high school basketball here on K-Radio. And Saturday, Benedictine. Ravens are going to be back home in the Nolan. But check your times. It is the good for the travel time from Cedar Rapids, Mount Mercy. Ladies game at noon. The men's game at 2 o'clock from the Nolan here on CARE. Well, all of that said, we're set to go to the second half. It'll be Evangel basketball to begin things, and we're right back underway. Evangel brings it in. They lead by 7, 35 to 28. Top side for the Valor. It's going to be Martinboro. And for Evangel, it is Coffee Accord, Martinboro, Pritchett, and Alvarado. There's Rice. Does that shot for three? Does not go in. And Benedictine, they switched up their starting group. Jaden Timmy is out there along with Tyson Cathy. Braden Bell, Ahmad Lewis, Sam Ungashik. Here's your Benedictine five to begin the second half. Feed over to the left side. Out on top. Timmy three. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Martinboro. Neither team has been able to score in the opening minute of the second half. Martinboro goes to the left side. Here's a three from the top, and it is good. 3-point shot from way outside. And Autry Accord is up to 9 points. And the Ravens in some trouble. Trailing by 10, 38-28. And now BC is going to turn it over. Here comes Evangel. Cross court, back on top. Pritchett. They'll dump it over to Martinboro on the left side. 18 and a half to go. Martinboro gets tangled up. Back on the top, going to come again to Pritchett. Down to the baseline left. Drive it across. Feeding it to the baseline. Alvarado for three. Nope. Rebound. Saved by Martinboro. And Evangel's going to control down the basketball. Here's a shot from the top. And that's a three. And Evangel beginning to open the door. Coach Moody knows it. Raven's going to take a timeout. Let me take one. 8:12 to go in the game. The score here is Franklin Evangel 41, Benedictine 28.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Team 12 to go with the ball game, and Evangel takes itself to a 13-point lead over Benedictine, 41-28. Welcome back, everybody. Benedictine taking a timeout, and the second half has not started well for the Ravens, who trailed at halftime already by 7-point margin. And a couple of 3-point shots by Autry Accord. Benedictine goes down 13. Ravens have not scored yet in the second half. Guys who normally score well for Benedictine, Ahmad Lewis, he's been on a cold streak for the past, at least down 3 games. He's struggled to get points on the board. And Ahmad is just an outstanding shooter, but in a tough stretch right now. Here's Benedictine coming out of the timeout and up the floor. Freshman guard Sam Ungashik goes to the right side to Ahmad Lewis. To Tyson Caffey, back over to the left. Here's the baseline, follow-up shot, good. Braden Belt for three, and Benedictine on the board. Belt has 11. 41-31. And we're at 17:47 to go. Evangel way up top side. And get it to Chase Caffey. Flashes up to the high post. Here's a court. He's had the hot hand. Back underneath the Caffey. Easy left-handed layup. Chase Caffey's big and strong inside at 6'5". He plays bigger than that. Out of Oviedo, Florida. Haggerty High School down there. We're going to get a foul up the floor on Evangel, and it'll be a court picking up his second foul of the game. And only the first foul of the second half by either team, but it will put Benedictine and Sam Ungashik at the free throw line. Sam's got 4 points tonight. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Ravens are down a dozen. Sam's first free throw rolls in. He's got 5. 41-32. Sam, long look at it. And gets them both. Half a dozen points for Sam Ungashik. And here comes Evangel back up the floor. 17-17 to go. Wow. Felt took a hard shot. You heard that thump. That was him going to the floor. Now here's Evangel from outside for 3. Missing. And a rebound to Brayden. Felt will clear down to basketball and BC into the forecourt. Over to the right side is going to be Sam. It's doubled up in front of the Raven bench. Dribbles it over to the left side. Here's Tyson Cathy with it. Backing in, backing in, backing in. Twisting, turning, hot shot. Way off the mark. I think he's lost perspective of where he was on the floor. And couldn't get it around Jace Coffey. Tyson Cathy will not get it a ball. And here's Martinborough with a ball. Adriel Martinborough. Grad student. Here's a shot for 3 for Evangel. No. And a rebound and a foul. Going to be on Evangel. The whistle on Jace Coffey. 16:27 to go. Jace picking up only his first foul tonight. It'll be the second foul of the second half by the Valor. And Evangel goes to the bench and into the ballgame. You're going to find Bryce Hunt. A 6'7 junior from Cincinnati out of Coppin State. Here's Jaden Timmy into the lane and reaching in to try to steal the ball away. Foul on Josh Pritchett. Pritchett will have his second. So for Benedictine, maybe a hope is Evangel has a little foul trouble, putting the Ravens at the free throw line, letting him score a little bit from there. Joel Adise into the lineup for Benedictine, as is Preston Reynolds. Ravens are going to bring it in at 16-16 to go in the game. Down to the baseline to pass out on top to Timmy. In the middle to Adise. Joel comes back out on top. Belt for 3. Gets another one. Brayden Belt from outside. 41-36. Suddenly Benedictine is within 5 at 15-55 to go. Over to the left. The fall away from 12. No. Rebound Preston. Sam up the floor. Left side, Brayden. Another 3. That one does go a look good, too. And a rebound swept down by Bryce Hunt. Here come the Valor. Martinborough nearly travels with it. Apparently got that trail foot solid. And the ball is going to be batted away. And the Raven foul, probably on Belt. Well, probably not. Probably on Preston. Reynolds will have his second foul of the night. Benedictine, its first foul of the second half. Evangel will put Pritchett at the line. Josh Pritchett, team-leading scorer, averages 19.9 a game, has 2 free throws tonight. Now he has 3. So Benedictine, knowing who they have to defend in Pritchett, done a spectacular job of keeping him off the board. He's going to get one more shot here, putting his team back in front already by 8. That one will make it by 9. And it is 45-36. 15-19 to go in the game. On the right side, Adise. Starts slow. Comes back out on top to Sam. Over to the left side, Timmy. He'll launch the 3. Halfway down and it spins out. Hunt with the rebound and Martinborough into the forecourt. Valor from 3, new wide to the left. That one was not very close for Stephen Salving. Here comes BC. Belt to Timmy. Underneath the DJ. Shot rejected. Back the other way. Evangel loses it, picks it up, goes in. Salvi throws it wildly, madly. Here comes Benedictson. 14 and a half to go. Sola Dice may have learned a lesson that trip down. The big guy is just rejecting a shot. Here's another belt three. Dice will learn you cannot go up softly with that shot. You got to go up strong. 45-39. Ravens back within six and 14-11 to go. Top side's going to be Edinburgh. Ravens going to bring a couple of guys to the scorer's table. Here's a shot from underneath. It's up. No good. Timmy rebounds it down. Benedictson runs. Here comes Undersick. He'll look it over to the left side. Preston for three. No. Rebound. Evangel. Salvi brings it down and up with a become Adriel Martinborough. Martinborough over to Bryce. Hunt spins and twists and falls away very short. Ungerschick rebounds it down and BC back up the board. Ravens are suddenly back to within six. 13 and a half to go. Drive it down to Sam. The feed to Preston. And he's going to have the ball knocked away. Edinburgh comes back up. So the Ravens will waste the opportunity to cut it to a one-possession game. Martinborough slides to the right side. Little lookaway pass over to the left to Pritchett. He'll push past in the middle now. Flipping on the floor and sliding around. The Ravens are going to steal down the basketball. Taking it away from DeVault. Here comes Benedictson. Back out on top, Timmy. He's going to be knocked to the floor. No foul. Ball's going to roll out of bounds off Jaden Timmy, who's coming off the floor really frustrated. And let's reset the Benedictson five. I'll let everybody get out here who's going to be on the floor. Joel Adise, and we're going to have out there Ahmad Lewis. Ravens have Anthony Hall and Bryson LaRue. And riding it out, Brayden Belt. Now we've got players pushing and bumping underneath. They're going to call a D-say for the foul. It'll be Joel's second tonight. Benedictson's second of the second half. Coming to 12:36 to go in the game. 45-39, Evangel in front. A fresh 20 on the shot clock. They bring it into the baseline. For Evangel, it's not a matter of making the postseason tournament. Now an offensive foul on Evangel. That is on Jay's copy. You can hear the Valor band. They're not too good with that. And by the way, neither is Coach Capel. He's on his feet, hands on his hip. Here's the Ravens down court. Benedictson on offense, trailing by six. Adise right side, stripped out of his hand. Joel throws it away. Back down with it will come. Evangel driving in. The shot up and good. And we've got an Evangel player damage. We're going to take a timeout. 12 minutes to go in the ballgame. Ravens trail 47-39.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in Springfield, Missouri, where they are still attending the Evangel player who took a very hard fall to the floor, kind of went head first, and they are giving him a look-see. He's still right, like feet still on the floor beneath the goal on what is the, get my bearings here, what is going to be the west side of the gymnasium. Tomorrow on K-Radio Sports Look after the evening report, Friday night high school basketball, MHMA JCN, Saturday Benedictine and Mount Mercy at 12 for the ladies and 2 o'clock for the guys. So be aware of those times, 12 and 2 on Saturday. Joseph, give me 60. We'll be back. We're down to 12:05 to go in the game. It remains Evangel leading the Ravens 47-39.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio, or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, we're back with you. First of all, let's do the Mav Autry Accord. Hit that driving layup and then fell to the floor. I think banged his head on the floor just to the right of the standard. And now we've got the maintenance and housekeeping crews down here cleaning up the floor and doing the proper steps to make sure that they've got all of that taken care of appropriately. Accord got up with a little help from his friends and walked over to the far side where they're giving him a look-see over at the trainer's table. And now let's see what's going to happen here. We're at 12:05 to go. The score is 47-39. It is an 8-point lead for Evangel, and here comes Benedictine up the floor. Ravens will bring it to the baseline right, where Ahmad is going to knock one down. First point of the ball game for Ahmad Lewis. 47-42. And 11:47 to go. Still a long way to go in this game. Benedictine back to within five. And down to the baseline right. A little running shot. It's going to be up, but it won't go in. And a rebound. Now they're going to call a Benedictine foul. Out of the game for the Ravens is going to come Anthony Hall. Also, Braden Belt will come out. Benedictine is going to bring Jaden Timmy back into the game. And Bryson LaRue will also come in for BC. 11:35 to play. Evangel. Garrett DeVault is in. DeVault starts left, swings it over there to Chase Coffey. They overload the left side. Evangel now cuts to the right with seven. Now with six. Running shot. Up, missed. Followed up. No. And a Benedictine foul probably on Tyson. For Tyson, Campy, it'll be foul number two. For Benedictine, it'll be foul number three here in the second half. Coming with 11:23 to go in the ballgame. And a 47-42. Lead for the Valor. Garrett DeVault steps up there looking for his first point tonight. 6'3 freshman from Norwood, Missouri. And that one is up and good. He's on the board. 48-42. 11:23 left. second free throw. He'll get them both. Nicely done by DeVault. 49-42. Hungershit into the forecourt. Ravens back on offense. Stamkos over to the right side. Looking into the middle is going to be LaRue. Nothing there. Kicks it back over to Timmy. He'll back into the lane. Back in. Long cross court pass. Going to be slapped out of bounds. Off the fingertips of Alvarado. Ravens are going to have it here to my immediate left. With 11:05 left. Still a long way to go in this game. Good to see Raven fans who have either traveled to this one tonight. Now the BC cross court pass is golden. Here comes Martinborough. He'll go coast to coast. Throw up a prayer. Doesn't come close, but he is able to draw the foul. And at 10:54 to go in the game, it'll be Martinborough coming to the free throw line. He's got 7 points tonight. All of them came into opening half. None of them have come at the free throw line. And the free throw, no. One more shot coming up for the grad students out of Grand Bahama Island. Martinborough will put this one in. He's got 8 tonight now, and it is 50-42. And we're inside 11. Second time tonight, it's an 8-point lead. Shot is up, no. Tipped up, Tyson, no. Now Tyson's going to let it be stripped out of his hands and throw it away. Here comes Evangel. Evangel will go left side. Driving in, the shot, no. And Tyson Caffey got behind his guy and just kind of shoved him and runs Henry from behind. And kind of behind the play and out of place, commits the foul. It's going to be the fourth foul now for Tyson. Back to the free throw line comes Evangel and Josh Pritchett. All of Josh's points, the team-leading score, 19-9 a game. He's only scored at the free throw line, and that is his fifth point tonight. Tyson Cathy's going to check out, and Joel Adise back in for BC. Evangel's going to take Jace Coffeehouse, bring Bryce Hunt in. And Coach Capel running guys in one at a time. And I suspect this one's going to come in for the shooter. One more free throw coming up here for Josh Pritchett. He's 5 of 5 and 6 of 6. 51-42, and again the Ravens. 52 now, 42. The Ravens down 10, with 10:29 to go. Hungershit will drive down, goes left, LaRue for three. Oh, wow, what a shot from the left side by LaRue, his fifth tonight. 52-45. To the right side with it is going to be Alvarado. Got a pass to Bill, knocked away. Timmy with a steal. Back up and will come Benedictine. Timmy taking it away from Duvall. Here's LaRue. Top side, Jaden. Timmy. Back over to the right to Amon Lewis. Timmy will go three. It's very wide left. And rebound. Cleared away by Duvall. Over to the right side. That's Hunt. He's in. He's up. It's good. Plus one. Benedictine having a hard time matching up in the middle. The bucket is good, and a free throw coming up. But I think we're getting a timeout before that. Taking a break. 9:44 to go in the game. It is Evangel. 54. Benedictine, 45.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and disc pumps. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
to have you with us here in the Ashcroft Center for the final go-round. We've been coming here for decades. We're not going to do it anymore. New Angel has elected to bail out of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. I asked them what they're going to do with the Heart banners, if they were like going to be a raffle or an auction or something. Nobody seems to know. If I find out, I'll keep you posted. Coming to the free throw line for Evangel is going to be Bryce Hunt. Looking to complete the conventional three, and he'll get it. It is 55-45. Ravens again down 10 at 9:40 to go. So BC is going to have to be economical with his possessions here. Coach Moody not happy. She's working the sideline, really not seeing what he wants to see. Now you got a DC trying to dribble the ball inside. He'll throw it away. Can't have the five dribbling. The ball goes over to the left side. Starting to go into the middle is going to be Alvarado. He'll come on top to Hunt, whose three fails. Rebounding it down is going to be Timmy. Benedictine taking it back the other way. Putting in the Ravens with 9:20 to go. Just can't afford to waste time. And here's an offensive foul on Timmy. So James will pick up the foul. It'll be only his first foul tonight. And at 9:09 to go in the game, Coach Mooney's going to go to the bench, and we're going to get the big guy out there, 6'8 senior Hunter Schneider, coming to the scorer's table. Ravens needs some help at the five. Here's a feed on top to Alvarado. Kicks it over to Brock Smith. Swing it to the right side. It's going to be Martinborough into the lane, falling away. 16 sure. Got it. Nice. Martinborough is pinpoint. Ravens now down a dozen, 57-45. 8:37 to go. Out on top, Sam Ungashik. Belt's going to come in. Here's a shot on his way. I'm on for three. 57-48. 8:18 to go. The Ravens have capable perimeter shooters. Going to get back into this game pretty quickly. Can't turn the ball over. 17 Raven turnovers so far. Lots of driving, lots of pushing, lots of shoving. The bucket is going to be up a bit for Bryce Hunt, who just manned that thing in there. 59-48. 7:48 to go. Ungashik out on top. Ahmad starts right, accelerates in, kicks it back over to Timmy. Long cross court, Sam. 12 on the shot clock. Here's the baseline three, Ahmad. Another one, Ahmad Lewis. He's found the range. Three threes down with a half for Ahmad Lewis. 59-51. 7:25 to go. Alvarado skips it into the lane. And the cross-court pass is going to be thrown away. Evangel felt like as the pass was being launched across by Bryce, and thought he had a teammate over in front of the bench. In fact, he did not have one, so it sails harmlessly into the crowd. And multiple substitutions coming into the game. For Benedictine, we're going to have LaRue and Hunter Schneider out there. Ahmad Lewis is in the game. Jade Timmy and Benedictine's fifth is going to be Braden Belt. So that moves Ahmad up to the one. LaRue will take the three, Belt the two. The feed to Hunter Schneider. You know where he's going to be. Out on top, Timmy. Here's the baseline three. Left side. That one doesn't go. Rebounding it down, Evangel. Dalvey comes down with the basketball and brings it into the forecourt. 6:50 to go in the game. The clock running on this Raven outing here tonight. Brock Smith will dump it over to the right side. Dalvey looks to the middle. He'll kick it over. The running left is going to be up and good. Hunter Schneider coming in way late. Commits the foul. Josh Pritchett gets his first field goal of the night. The leading scorer for Evangel, averaging 19.9, has not scored from the floor until right there. 6:39 to play in the game. Free throw is up and good. It is now 62-51. Largest lead, They were up 12. Now it's an 11-point lead. So not the largest lead for Evangel, but a lead large enough that Coach Mooney is going to take a timeout and speak to his team. We're going to let him. We're taking a break. 6:32 to play. Evangel 62, Benedictine 51.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
It's good to have you back with us here. Ashcroft Center. Bit of a swan song for us here tonight. Ravens put the ball in play. Ahmad Lewis will drive all the way to the baseline, and as he goes up with a shot, he's going to be knocked to the floor and will be awarded free throws for his effort coming to the line. Benedictine's Ahmad Lewis. It'll be foul number two tonight by Stephen Salvi. And for Evangel, it'll be team foul five. Free throw? Yes. And Ahmad Lewis, who has been struggling the last couple three games, is suddenly here in the second half tonight, found at the range. Oh, thank you. One more shot coming up for Ahmad out of Kansas City, Missouri. Second free throw, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Jaden Timmy. He goes up, gets fouled, and he's coming to the line. The defenders hanging on him had to know that that was not going to be a great idea, that there was liable to be a foul called. This will be the third of the night for James Coffey. And at the line will be Benedictine, Jaden Timmy. Jaden has only 1 point tonight and now doubles his output. He's got 2 points. Two out of three at the free throw line. One more shot coming up. 6:19 to go. Ravens are back to within nine and within eight. Both free throws are good for Timmy. 62-53. Ravens are going to take Hunter Schneider out of the game. Hunter was only in for a couple minutes, nearly three, not quite. And Evangel up the floor with it. It's going to be Manrique Alvarado. Let's jump it over to the baseline. Last step on Salvi in the lane. Jump shot. Yes, for Salvi. His first 2 points in the second half, four in the game. 64-53. And we're at 6 minutes to play. Ahmad Lewis starts to the right, goes to the left, feeds underneath. The shot by BC is missed. And just kind of get the feel of Tyson Campy, who's come back in the game. Wasn't so much shooting the ball, but just kind of throwing the ball up kind of toward the basket. He falls to the floor, but we're going to have a foul call, I think. Yes. The foul is going to be on. Boom. Waiting for him to give it to us here. 17th foul for Evangel, but it'll be the fourth foul by Jace Coffey. All of Coffey's fouls have come here in the second half. Tyson's free throw is good. 9 points for Tyson Campy. Maybe you're going to have... Who are we going to have? Ungashik and Belt at the top. Second free throw is perfect for Tyson. He's got 10. It is 56. 5:40 to go. Evangel can be very patient. As a matter of fact, wants to be, probably needs to be patient. Here they are on the right side of the free throw line. Back to the left. Here's a three. Launched and knocking it down. If you do that all night, I guess it doesn't matter. Manrique Alvarado for three. And we're going to get a timeout. Let's take the break with Coach Capel. 5:27 to go in the game. Evangel 67, Benedictine 56.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on. It's Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The crowd making a little racket here for the hometown team as Evangel at home in front by 11. And there are 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Scoop pass to Jaden Timmy, and that is going to be 5 on Chase Coffey. So Coffey is going to foul out of the ball game at 5:18 to play. He'll end the night with 8 points. And we'll see whom Coach Capel will bring in. The natural adjustment would be Bryce Hunt coming back in. Here he comes. So the 6'5 redshirt junior is out, and the 6'7 junior from Cincinnati, the Division I transfer, is in. And at the line for Benedictine, Jaden Timmy. First free throw? Yes. And it's going to be Evangel team foul 8, so there's going to be one more 1-1 for the Ravens. Timmy hitting the first one there. The big guy from Omaha gets both free throws. And it's 67-58. Ravens continue to hang tough. 5:16 to go. Alvarado up the floor. Kind of odd, you see 0-0. Ungershick on Alvarado. Alvarado into the lane, bunny hops, finger roll is up, but before the shot, the Ravens will commit a foul. And it's going to be another one on Tyson. And Tyson Caffey, I think, has just fouled out, and he has. So Tyson is going to end the game with 10, fouling out here at 5:05 to play. The free throw on the other end, up and good. Alvarado, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. That was his 10th point tonight. And Evangel's been very good at the free throw line. That one doesn't go in. And a rebound, Ungershick. 68-58, and we're inside 5 to go. Sam will take it to the south side, dump it over to Braden Belt. Belt starts to drive in, change the direction, goes down to the baseline. Back going to come to Sam, over to the left side. Ahmad with it. Cross court, it goes Timmy. He's open. He's 3. He's good. Timmy! 68-61. And we have another timeout. We're going to take a break. Recapping the situation. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to go in this men's college basketball game. The score here in Springfield, Missouri. Evangel 68, Benedictine 61.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
It's going to end back with us as here comes Evangel up court with the basketball. How patient can they be? The feed in the middle, a jump shot. No good. Rebound. Adise, so not very patient. And Benedictine coming back up the floor with the basketball. 4:15 left. The drive. Ungershick will get fouled. It is going to be team foul 9. And back again to the line will come Benedictine. That will be the third foul of the night for Evangel's Bryce Hunt. And the Ravens come to the line. Evangel's been great at the free throw line, 16 and 19. Benedictine has been equally good, 13 of 16. Sam's free throw is good. These teams have been really just wiped out at the line tonight. 68-62. And at 4:14 to go, Ungashik with one more look at it. Can it sigh, the shot, the score. 68-63, and Benedictine right back to within five at 4:10 to go. Ravens will not go away here tonight. On the right side, it's going to be Salvi. Top side to Martinboro. Looks in, comes back on top. Skips it over to the right side. Back and in is going to be Pritchett. Comes up on top. And a travel call topside. Traveling violation by Evangel. Coach Capella is going to take Hunt out of the game. And coming in, here's a guy we have not seen. Matter of fact, I don't think he's played this year. Is that Kerr or Peltzman? Here's a shot up and stolen. Here comes Evangel. Over to the right. Missing. Rebound. Followed. And good. Followed in by Salvi. 70-63. Missing an opportunity. Here's Ahmad. Short. And long rebound. Collision on the floor. We're going to get a foul call. That number 40 is Cade Bond for Evangel. And he appears on none of my rosters. Let's see what we can find out about him. No, wait. That's on the Benedictine side. They've got a number 40. He's nowhere to be seen. Ravens at the free throw line, and Timmy hits the shot. We'll sort this out in its own time. Jane Timmy hits the free throw, making it 70-64. 3:22 to go. Second free throw. Yep, 70-65. Jane Timmy. Our streaming stats, no one is recognizing number 40. Now, my guess is that's the guy who got hurt, maybe, and he's got a headband on and around. Maybe it's a wrap for his head being damaged. I don't know. And now the Ravens are going to throw it away. That was a terrible pass from Sam. Is that a cord with the headband on or something? Wearing a, is that a cord wearing 40? Got, who's wearing 40? Yeah, this guy up here on top, hoping to basketball. We're going to get another foul call. This team. Okay, I figured maybe it's the guy that got hurt and they changed his jersey because of blood. I didn't know. Maybe. 2:53 to go. Is that a court? Okay. Our consensus is wearing number 40 is going to be Autry Accord, changing jerseys because of having gotten blood on his original. He's got a big kind of a headband around his hand, I'm sure, covering up the bandages. The first free throw is up and good for Alvarado. Second one is going to be also. And these two teams are free throw shooting machines. 72-65. 2:50 to go. Here comes Benedictine. Baseline jump shot. Belt. Nope. Rebound. Martinboro. And Evangel can burn a little time and hold on to this 7-point lead. 2:40 to play in the game. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Salvi. And the Ravens are going to be called for a foul in the middle. And it's going to be on Ahmad Lewis. Only the third by Amon tonight. And again, Alvarado coming to the line. Look at these numbers. Evangel, 18 to 21, 86%. Benedictson, 17 to 20, 85%. Free throw shooting. Teams have been fantastic. This free throw is perfect. And those numbers doing nothing but going up. Alvarado is 7 of 8 at the free throw line himself. Pritchett is 7 of 7. DeVault, 2 of 2. Second free throw, got it. And it's now 74-65. 2.5 minutes left in the game. Out on top, Preston Reynolds gets it to Ungashik. Here's a long three, and it will not go in. And on the follow and the rebound, another Evangel foul, and more free throws coming up for Benedictson. Ravens coming to the line with 2:16 left. And stepping up, it will be Preston Reynolds. That's going to be the third foul tonight for Evangel Salvi. Free throw, not going in for Preston. That was his first free throw opportunity of the night. And Preston, only 2 points this evening. This one, no good, he misses them both. And now the ball is rolling around on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds to Benedictson. Good pressure for the Ravens. They're going to take a timeout. Well, they're going to stop play for a moment to bring the towels in. Joseph, our producing engineer back in the studio. Keith, you haven't noticed this game has taken a minute, okay? We got this thing off pretty much on time. And here it is, 9:20 at night. Still going. 2:13 left. Ravens look to bring it in. They'll get it to Jaden Timmy. He dribbles it on top. Ahmad Lewis, first to the right side, then to the left. Swings it over the right side to Timmy. Looking into the middle, working against Pritchett. The long three is up and very short. Rebounding it down is going to be Alvarado. Evangel back up floor with it. Coming it over to the left side. Evangel swing it over now to Salvi. He bunny hops. They won't call it travel. Comes back out on top. Pritchett. Feed comes on top. Here's a shot for three. No good. And offensive rebound, Martinsboro. And Evangel's going to burn some more time. We're down to 1:20 to go. And we're going to get a Raven foul on Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad's fourth personal foul. And I am able now to verify that on the floor wearing number 40 is in fact Autry Accord. Now the officials having a visit in the middle of the lane. Looking like they're trying to very certainly identify the shooter. And now there's some discrepancy as to who's involved. And now both coaches are coming out of the court. The officials said, hold on, we're going to get it figured out. They've sent both teams to their respective benches. Joseph, while I sort this out, let's take a break. 1:25 to play. Ravens have a hill to climb. It's Evangel, 74, Benedictine, 65.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Hey, we're back with you. With 1:25 to play in the game. Power at the free throw line and another free throw up and good. Josh Pritchett. 2-4-6. He's 8 of 8. One more shot, Pritchett. And 9 of 9. 76-65 with 1:20 to go. Here comes Benedictson and Ungashik. BC has no time to waste. They're going to get some shots underway. Timmy will drive on top, goes away. Into the hands of a defender, trying to get it to Sam. Taken away by Alvarado. Here comes Evangel. 1 minute to go in the Ravens down 11. The drive to the baseline, stripped away. And the ball's going to get away out of bounds. It will belong to the Valor. Sam wants him to mop down the floor. The guy down there with the mop is sitting on a bucket snapping. There we go. They got him woke up. 59 seconds to go. He was having a very, I'm sure, interesting conversation with one of his pals. There you go. Here comes Benedictine on defense. 1 minute left. Martinboro will bring it in. Comes out on top, way up high. Alvarado, left side, Bridget. Kicks it to the baseline. Shoulder drop, left is up and good. And that's going to seal it. Dalby with a couple of more. 78-65. Here's a three. New rebound. Evangel. Ravens are going to foul. And Evangel is going to move their record now to 18-5. And we talk about this on Sports Hook, the Magic 20 for the national tournament, and Evangel knocking on the door. Coming to the line, as then is going to be the second foul tonight for Jaden Timmy. At the line, Martinboro. He is only one of two at the line. Hits that way. 37 seconds to go. 79-65. One more shot. Yes. 80-65. Just over half a minute left. Here's Ungashik. Baseline, Ahmad, air ball. Rebound, Timmy up and in. 80-67. Shot clock. Game shot clock should be off. Here it goes. Evangel's going to be putting in a play from over there. 28 seconds left. 13-point lead for the Valor. Little skip pass comes into Pritchett. Doubled up in the backcourt to the rim to go to fouling. And we walk back to the other end. Tomorrow night, Sports Look, right after the evening report. Brian Hagan will bring you all the news, and Gus Now will bring you some updates on what's going on in the sports world. So 5:15, 5:20, something like that. So many things we need to be covering. We'll be all over it tomorrow for you. Pritchett's free throw is up and good. 10 of 10 at the line, Pritchett. And that one's no good. 81-67. Here's his shot from the baseline. Ahmad's three, no good. Rebound, Martinboro. He'll drive and lay it in, Martinboro. Benedictine up the court, Timmy. To Belt. He'll go three, off the window, and good for Belt. Evangel will throw it to the other end. And a layup is good at the buzzer. Final score tonight. Evangel, what's it going to be? 85. Benedictine, 70. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right.
By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Happy to have you back with us here in Springfield, Missouri, where it is Evangel coming away with a win in our final meeting in recorded history with Benedictine. Evangel, 85-70. Look at the scoring for you. For the Crusaders, it was, Accord was 16-14, Alvarado 12 for Pritchett, leading guys for Evangel. For the Benedictine Ravens, man, leading all scorers tonight, how about Braden Belt, 20 points this evening. For BC, calling him a dozen for Jaden and Timmy and Ahmad Lewis with 10. Ravens with three guys and double-digit scoring. Also, Tyson Cappy. I've got Tyson with 10. Yep. So, and he fouled out with a little over 5 minutes to play in the ballgame tonight. Sam Ungashik had 8 this evening. It falls into Bryson LaRue coming off the pitch to add 5. Joel Adise, 3 points tonight and 2 for Preston Reynolds. Free throws. Man, what a deal. A lot of free throws shot. Pretty good percentages hit. For Evangel, they were 25 of 29 at the free throw line. That's over 86%. We're talking the phenomenal range, okay? Phenomenal in 29 free throws to start with and hitting 86%+ from the free throw line. For Benedictine, they did great. 17 of 22, 77.3%. Certainly above what you got to set as kind of a free throw percentage goal. And that was nothing wrong with that number. Evangel didn't shoot many threes in the opening half, shot a lot more in the second half, was able to hit 6 of 25 or 24% from the outside tonight. Benedictine, a little better than that at 34%, still not a red-hot number, 11 of 32. So the Ravens launching 32 three-point shots. Now, here's the thing you're going to look at. BC was 21 of 50 from the floor, 42%. So you shot 50 shots tonight. 32 of them are three-point shots. That is, I think, a pretty high number. Coach gets out here in a minute. And I don't forget, I might ask him if that would be fair to say. So that all said, Benedictine, with that loss, is going to go to 11-12, and they are now 9-8 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and for Evangel. Again, they are knocking on the door of a postseason berth at 18-5. They are 13-4 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference in their last year in. For the Ravens, you're going to want to come up and see them Saturday. It is a 12 noon tip-off. Saturday is Benedictine. We'll be hosting Mount Mercy out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. 12 o'clock for the ladies' game and the guys' game at 2 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. Benedictine basketball Saturday. And next week, again, the full slate of games, high school and college. And another thing we need to talk about with coaches, it is very hard to believe that this conference season and this basketball season has rocketing by. And then after this game tonight, according to my count, as I flip the calendar to February, four games in the regular season remain. And so that is going to be, that's going to be something that goes by very, very quickly. Let's see if we can update any other scores from around the conference as we hang on and see if we get a word with Coach, get him out here, coming out of the locker room. Let's see, what is today? February 1. We're going to look at a conference. Almost all of them are finals now, one game not. It was Graceland in a low-scoring affair in Lamoni, getting by Mount Mercy, 59-54. Oh, here comes Coach. Well, we'll get him wrangled up here, and Coach will start off with, can you hear me okay yet? Or okay, great. Coach, this was quite a phenomenal game. I mean, a lot of points, a lot of free throws, a lot of up and down, and I thought these two teams both played pretty good basketball tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played tough. That was kind of the what we needed, was to play tough tonight. You can't really win in this gym against this kind of team, how strong they are, experienced they are, how tough they are. If you're not tough, you're not going to be in the game. You know, they got separation in the first half, at the end of the first half. I think we turned it over seven times in the last 6 minutes of the first half. Ended the game with 20 turnovers. Made the same song. We can't not turn the ball over this year. We have guys that are too loose with it. We're a little young. The pressure really got to us. I mean, I'll give Evangel a lot of credit. They're a well-coached team. They're experienced and they're physical, and they just heated up the basketball tonight against us. So our 20 turnovers to their 10, you know, it's tough to win in that situation. You know, we got to the free throw line quite a bit. They did too. We didn't make them quite at the same clip as they did, but, you know, I thought we came in with the attitude we're going to have to bomb in some threes, probably get the double-digit threes to be in the game. In the end, you know, they're starting five. We just couldn't really stop them and lock them down. So I thought our bench played well tonight. Maybe didn't score as much as we wanted, but gave us great minutes. And, you know, it's just a tough one. I mean, you know, we've got some guys that this is their first go-around of playing a lot of minutes. They're a little worn down just like everybody else, but, you know, we competed tonight, which I think that was the biggest thing. You know, we just haven't – we've kind of been a little on our heels the last two games when people have come at us and brought the pressure. And I thought that tonight, you know, we didn't hesitate to take shots. We didn't hesitate to drive it downhill. You know, but Evangel is a good team, and it's tough to win here.
One of the guys who's been just kind of pushing that uphill battle that you talked about last couple of games has been Almai, but in the second half tonight – seemed like maybe there was a breakthrough and the dam broke a little bit and he had a huge second half.
Yeah, I mean he shot it in. You know, him and B have been off, for lack of a better word, you know, over the last two games, him and Braden Belt. And tonight, you know, they make a combined 9 threes for us. You know, and that we need that out of them for sure, because that's a lot of what our offense is built around. And Ahmad snapped out of it. I mean, the thing about Ahmad is, like, he's our best defender, you know, and we're putting him on their best player every single night. And Josh Prishett has averaged 25 the last four games, and Ahmad holds him to 12. You know, we needed to hold some other guys down, but Ahmad, you know, held Anthony Brown essentially to zero on Saturday, and that's another all-league player. So, you know, Ahmad is getting asked a lot of him with his deep. And to see him banging a couple of shots tonight is good, too. So I think there's progress tonight. I mean, honestly, like, you know, we tie. Ty goes 4 for 5, felt 7 for 7, 7 for 14. Like, we've been struggling from the offensive end. You know that. You've been watching it. And, you know, to get to the free throw line, to be aggressive, I think that's a real big positive for us. You know, we just can't give them the ball 20 times. And they're just such a good, efficient offensive team that it's really difficult to guard them.
Coach, this morning I put my calendar to February, and I looked, there's a game tonight, and I kept looking down the calendar. I thought, is it true, four games left in the regular part of the season already?
Five
left.
Yeah, we got five left. We got Saturday and then two more weeks. And, yeah, I mean, you know, well, we're going to battle. This group wants to keep playing. They want to keep fighting. You know, right now we've got an opportunity to get into the postseason tournament. Anything can happen then. So we gotta take care of business, though. You know, like, we can't keep this trend heading in the direction that it is, but we've played three really, really good teams in a row, So we've got Mount Mercy at home on Saturday. It's about getting rest. You know, we're going to get home late tonight. It's about getting them a lot of rest between now and Saturday. We're a 2 o'clock start on Saturday for everybody. The girls start at noon, and our game's at 2. It's different than the normal 2 and 4. Mount Mercy's from really far away, so we do that so that they can get home at a decent time or as good a time as possible. But, you know, it's a battle down here. Like I said, hats off to Evangel. They played really well. I'm proud of our team and what we gave in tonight in effort and toughness, and this is something we can learn from. We're not done. We got 5 left, so we're going to go see what we can get done.
Coach, we'll see you Saturday up in the Nolan, man.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for making the trip.
You got it. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, says BC in the first and second game, battle tough, come up short. Again, Lady Ravens drop a close in, as do the Benedictine men. Tomorrow night, sports look Friday night, high school hoops Saturday. Ravens in the Nolan at 12-2. I want to thank you for having joined us. Tell me, greet you next time for our man, Joseph, producer, engineer, and all-around good guy. Back in the Care Sports studio, Tom Couch here in Springfield. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.